الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة، وعاشروهن بالمعروف، فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those that are listening over the receivers, Allah Ta'ala guide us to become good practicing Muslims. Nobody is perfect. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself. May Allah guide us to rectify our mistakes. We know Allah Ta'ala has given us a life in this world. When Nabi Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah, he needed a companion and Allah gave him Hawa alayhi salam. And through the union of Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, mankind was created. Allah had that system. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created mankind and jinnkind to recognize the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Muslims, we have to read our salah 5 times a day, males with jama'ah and the women folk at home. When our beloved Rasulullah came to this world, we know it was a period of jahiliyyah, ayyam jahiliyyah, where people used to make tawaf around the Kaaba naked. If somebody had a baby girl at home, they should take it as an insult and bury the young daughters alive. They used to murder them, aliyazu billah. And prostitution and immorality was so common. And marriage became a joke. There was no seriousness in it. Our beloved Rasulullah became the beautiful message of Islam. And Islam gave respect and dignity to our woman folk. In the Holy Quran, the last quarter of para 4 and beginning of 5th para, the Surah Nisa in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَوْ شَيْءُ وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Live with them in kindness, and if you dislike a certain quality, then perchance you may dislike something great. Allah has placed abundant good in it. We are plus minus 1,443 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nobody is perfect, nobody is an angel. The perfect couple will be in Jannah, paradise. The husband may have some faults. The ladies also may have some faults, but we overlook. And I was reading one kitab recently. It said a marriage does not work with strict rules and regulations, but it works with love and compassion. When there's love and compassion for one another, then alhamdulillah, things go smooth. And Allah Ta'ala by nature made men stronger, in physically stronger with muscles, etc., than the female. Under no circumstances they must ever lift their hand on the female. And we dislike some quality of this. Maybe Allah knows there's some good for us in that. And also, if you dislike some quality, there may be some other quality that's good in. Example, maybe she's got a sharp tongue. But on the other hand, cooking, baking, she's good, she's taking care of the children. She's keeping the house clean and tidy. So make sabr over the sharp tongue. Read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, walk away. Give a smile and don't get into an argument thinking that at least she's taking care of the children. When I come from work, my lunch is ready, my supper is ready. Appreciate all that Allah reward them. When the maids don't come, they're cleaning the house, they're ironing the clothes, they're putting the clothes in the cupboard. These are good qualities we have to look at. Now we'll go to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yafraq minun mu'minatan in kariyaha minha khuluqan radiyya minha akhar. Rawahu Muslim. Same thing what I've just mentioned. If you dislike some quality of hers, look at some other good quality in hers that will make you happy. Another hadith. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most perfect believers are those with the best character and the best of you are those who are good to their wives at home, mentioning the Tirmidhi. Another hadith I read, one Abdullah ibn Abd al-As radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ad-dunya mata'un wa khayru mata'iha al-mar'atu s-saliha. Rawahu Muslim. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world is an enjoyment. The world has some value. And the best enjoyment or something that is holds a lot of value is a righteous wife, pious wife. Now when we look for a marital partner, our beloved Rasulullah has mentioned, people look at beauty, people look at family lineage, people look at wealth, and the Islamic practices of the person. From all four we have to look at the deen. And they are reading Salah, especially the female, they dress modestly, wear with hijab and parda when they're leaving their homes. Sit at the regular with their faras salah, they're reading Quran. They have some basic concept of halal and haram in their lives. And then with the deen, they have a good family, beauty, all a noorun ala noor. These are extra points that we will appreciate, the husband will appreciate. At the same time, Islam sent us into this world. Allah made the men at home, the husband or the father, brother, the adult son, to go and work and earn an halal rosy. And the woman folk can stay at home, concentrate on the cooking, baking, their 3-4 children, she can take good care of them, etc. But on the other hand, if the females also go to work and the husband going to work, and then the female come back home, they are tired, the husband is tired. It's a beautiful saying in Urdu. I was reading, jab shohar kahe ke main hu raja aur biwi kahe ke main hu rani to kon bharega pani. If the husband says I am the king of the house and the wife says I am the queen of the house, then who will fill up water? Today we have water running in the taps, but few years back, those that live in villages, etc., that fetch water from the well, etc. And even in our country also, sometimes we have water from the municipality being cut, shut. We got the taps, we got the pipes, but there's no water, we have to go and fetch water. So as far as parda and hijab is concerned, When going out of the house, the men should shoulder the responsibility. They should go fetch the water. Going to buy bread, milk, etc. The best is the men go and buy it. But sometimes the men are not at home, they are busy or something, and the wife just goes quickly in and out. The laws of hijab does not get compromised and understood. But no female can travel 7 to 8 kilometers or more without a mahram, especially if you're going for Hajj Umrah, or you're going to do relief work in war-torn countries where our Muslim mothers, sisters are displaced. Many of them are orphans, widows, even the men are being hurt and made shaheed, etc. So obviously a husband and wife team will make a good match, because they encounter widows and single women. And sometimes shaitan can play over us when a woman is destitute and should end up selling her body, end up committing zina, etc. Allah protect us. So we take our wife or mother, sister, daughter for communicating with the females that are in difficulty and distress. It's understood the laws of hijab are not compromised. Now let's speak about polygamy, second, third. It's an ayat of the Quran which we cannot shy off with. We have to bring iman on every ayat of the Quran. Again in Surah Nisa, in fourth para, ayat number 3. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا صدق الله العظيم. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that according to your choice, you can make nikah to 2, 3, 4 wives. But the condition is, ذَلِكْ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you cannot do justice, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً, then stick to one wife. And a person need to make justice in spending time, in giving monthly allowance, expenses, if there are children in the marriage, you know, the school fees, madrasa fees, medical fees, you have to give accommodation. And generally, if a husband wants dignity in his marriage, he pays for the basic monthly expenses, electricity, water, the rent if they're not seeing their own house, etc. If the wife comes from a very rich background, sometimes the father-in-law is paying for something, it will carry on for a certain while, then after that they may also say, you know what, enough is enough. What kind of jamma, he don't want to pay for nothing. What kind of son-in-law? The father-in-law must pay for everything. So it's the men that goes to earn halal rozi. And especially if you want to make a second nikah, make mashura with the imam of your masjid or senior alim, or senior Muslim member in your family. What is the reason for you making a second nikah? Sometime the first wife is sickly, she's paralyzed, got a stroke, met up in an accident, she's hurt badly on certain parts of her body, she cannot cook, or she cannot take care of the children, etc. So under these circumstances, it's understood and is encouraged for you to have another wife. And in fact, you can tell the second wife, you can come stay in the same house, because my first wife, she's also a bit sickly. You can assist her also if you can. Allah make it easy. That is one. The other is, when a person makes nikah, one is teenagers, according to the age of the individual. Normally young teenagers by nature, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'at falyatazawwaj, فَإِنَّوْ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرُ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرَجِ. That, oh group of youth, make nikah, it will protect you from the zina of the eyes and every other zina. Allah protect us. And a person is growing older and older, And he's happy with one wife. Unnecessary, don't put yourself into a social problem. And if you feel that you can't take a second wife, but there's an 80% chance your first wife will go into her mother's house and your first marriage is going to break, then it's not worth it taking a second wife. You make mashwara, then you're going to sit with the problem. And today the government law is also against us. If you are but rich, you got a business, you got properties on your name, the lawyer will send one letter to you, I want so much expense for this wife and the children. You can't give, they'll send you high court summons. You ignore it, they'll attach your property and everything will go. So before considering a second wife, make sure that you're not going to lose your first wife and she got children, etc. Allah make it easy. Allah give us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.